94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
Hi, it's Carrie Tuitt here. We've got our listener, Emily, on the line. She's been dying to play What's My Job. Are you all ready? Emily, good morning.
Yeah. We should have Emily. I think we just fixed it. We got her?
I think she should.
I know she's here. Live radio. You got to love it. All right. There she is. Hi, Emily. Are you ready? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm ready.
Okay. So first things first, you're just going to reveal your salary. So how much money do you make?
I make about $62,000 a year doing this.
All right. Mm-hmm. So yes or no questions only. We'll start from right there. All right. Why don't you go first, Chris?
Okay. I'm trying to come up with good, unique questions in 2026.
Okay.
Is your job something that most people would think is, like, unique or unusual?
Yes. Oh. Very unique.
Yes.
Okay.
All wow. right. That, I got a yes.
I mean, Chris, the odds of that being a yes were pretty. Anyway. All right. So, Emily, does your job involve working, like, directly with people?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, another yes. Did you go through any, like, special training? Or do you have, like, a certificate or something?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
We're at three S's in a row.
We're refreshed and ready to go.
Is it appointment-based?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to ask, is it a medical job?
No, not really.
Oh.
But it is a very physical one.
Okay. Oh, she's saying more.
She's sometimes,
I'm writing that
see,
down.
See, sometimes we get lucky and they give us a little bit more info. And
physical.
So, okay.
She's
so,
physical.
So wait, Emily, if it's physical and it's not medical, is it what one might call like self-care?
Yes, definitely.
Good job, Joe.
Because it's not medical. All right, your last one,
wait,
I think.
Wait, I got to soak this in for a second here. Okay, not very unique question, but is your job like remote-based? Or like in an office or more remote? Sorry, that wasn't very clear.
Yeah, it's more remote. I mean, I go to clients' houses usually.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Okay, don't say anymore.
Yeah, we got
sorry, I probably tried to lead you more than I should have here. Hold on. We'll see what we can come up with. We're going to open the phones, have our listeners guess. So you hang on there. You stand by, okay?
Okay.
All right. I guess she's holding.
We're putting her on hold. Okay. We can't. I mean, we've done all the dirty work, right?
We appointment probably based, shouldn't say anymore.
Physical. But actually, I don't have any. Did you?
It was
finally,
all yeses at the beginning.
Wait. Appointment based. Did you finally get? Did we book a personal stripper for this?
I know that's your dream.
I know Julie is the only one who knows kind of.
Julia,
what
every year, every week, he guesses stripper.
I feel like that's very on brand for Joe.
It is very on
but unusual, directly with people,
but
a certification.
What did she say about appointments? She said appointment. You don't make an appointment with a stripper.
One-on-one time. Not a stripper. A stripper for one-on-one time.
And you don't get special training or a certificate.
Yes, you do.
Do you think a lot of strippers have their certificate up on their wall?
Framed.
She said very physical. Very physical.
That's the only thing I'm giving you.
And
physical.
She goes to home. She's a dancer
right.
for hire.
You're going to confuse everybody. All right. So if you think you know what it is, you got to give us a call. Oh, and by the way, you're getting a $50 gift card to David Bradley Chocolatier if you get it right today. So call us now. 609-243-9778. It's Chris of the Crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist back in the weather cave. Julia's here today. She's answering the phone. She's on the board. And we do have a special guest in the room, but we'll tell you about him later. Yeah, Joe, of course.
I know.
Joe graced us with his presence in 2026.
You're welcome.
What's my job? So Emily told us she's been dying to do this, Joe. She's been emailing us for like months. We finally got her in. $62,000 a year. Decent salary, right? We asked her some yes or no questions. You're going to have to help me remember them. It's a very physical job.
Physical, appointment based.
Not medical,
but not medical. Goes to client homes. And you asked the question that was interesting.
Unique.
Unique. Chris, unique her job. First question out of the gate was, is it a unique job? And I was like, What made you ask that? That was a random.
And she's certified.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Well, yeah. I just figured I'd mix up my questions in 2026. I was getting bored with my own questions.
Julia doesn't believe me, but I still think she's a lady of the night with a certificate on the wall.
Come on. Come on. Just all right, let's go to the phones. The phones are jammed. We're playing for a $50 David Bradley gift card today. Riley is in Langhorne. Riley, good morning. What do you think she does? What's her job?
A fitness trainer.
A fitness trainer. All right, mm-hmm. Writing that down. Mm-hmm. And now don't go anywhere in case you get it right. All right, let's go to...
This is her mom's here. She's getting out of the car for school.
Okay.
We're holding up for school.
We'll put her back at hold.
All right. Matt is in Philly. Matt, what's your guess?
Matt?
I heard him.
Matt, you there?
I heard him rustling around. He's on the line.
Maybe he had to get out and get coffee. There we go. I don't know. Matt, you there?
Well, we'll try it one more. Let's go down one more on the line.
All right. Let's go to Vince and Madison. They're in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Good morning. What do you think? What's her job?
I heard him rustling around.
Physical therapist?
Oh, no. That's Matt in Philly, I think. No, that's or is this Vince?
That's Vince. Yes, it is.
Vince, turn your radio off. Off.
Sorry.
Yeah, we can hear ourselves. Okay, so what's your guess?
We think, me and Madison think she's a physical therapist.
Oh, a physical therapist. Okay, you hang on the line in case you're right. Let's go to Kristen in Woodbury. Hey, Kristen, good morning. What's your guess?
Good morning. I think a masseuse.
Okay. A
masseuse. Got it. Logged.
Okay. And Meg in Florence. Good morning. What's your guess?
Hi.
Meg, what do you think?
I think she's a massage therapist.
You're not the only one, Meg.
Several of those guesses.
And you know what? I got to be honest. That was my guess.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. All right. So let's go. Do you want to make a guess?
Oh.
Should we have Landon make a guess?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll just say whatever Landon says.
Landon, our special VIPST, is here in studio this morning. He dropped by on the way to school. What's your guess?
I also was going to go with a massage therapist.
Look at that.
Okay. Classic.
Okay.
Classic.
Mine too.
Okay.
All right. So let's bring her back on. Emily is back. It's time for the big reveal. Emily, have you heard your job?
No, I haven't.
Really? Oh. So none of us?
Okay.
I thought for sure it was a massage therapist.
So what are you?
What's your job?
I am a professional cuddler.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, a professional cuddler. I'm a certified cuddle practitioner.
A cuddle practitioner? You need to explain yourself here because I have never heard of that before in my life. Except like in a movie or something.
So it's completely non-sexual, fully consensual, and very structured. People book sessions for comfort, connection, stress relief, mental wellness.
Oh, are Joe, you you're having a field
wait,
day with this.
Wait, this
you?
Is not what I imagined at all. Are you sure it's not a little like dirty,
say,
something,
you've
something?
Got Joe going crazy here.
No, nothing dirty. Clients stay fully clothed. Boundaries are discussed ahead of time.
Wait, so can we ask questions? What does a session actually look like?
So it could be all of us sitting together, hugging, holding hands, or just relaxing. A lot of people are lonely or anxious and just need human connection.
All right, that makes sense. So I have to know, how does one get into this career, right?
So I came from a wellness background, completed a certificate program, and now people book sessions through a website.
Joe, be honest, you'd be fired in like 5 minutes.
Chris, I don't know that I'd make it past that. She said consent form. I don't know that I'd make it past that.
Oh, my God.
Well, boundaries are very important in my job.
And Joe has none. Joe does not practice any boundaries.
I don't at all.
None at all. Emily, this was fascinating, to be honest. Like, I know now why you want to play. You stumped everybody.
I have the giggles.
Thanks for playing What's My Job with us.
Thanks for having me, everyone.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Nobody got it right. So who do we... You know what? We're just going to pick a random line.
Julia,
I'm going to leave it up to you.
Ooh.
Just, or you know what? Landon, do you want to pick a line? One
pick a number.
What is it, Julia? How many?
Give her two through six.
Yeah, two through six, Landon.
Pick a number. You're going to pick the prize today.
Ready? 2 through 6. What's the number?
I'm going to go number 6.
Number 6. Number okay.
Six. I was going to pick 6 too.
Okay. That's right. Our winner.
Who's on the line? Caller number 6? Who is this?
Meg from Florence.
All right, Meg, you got
Meg
it.
Meg from Florence. You got that $50 awesome. David Bradley Chocolatier gift card. Do you like chocolate?
I love chocolate.
Mm, well, all right, hold on. This is for you. Hang on for us.
Awesome. Thanks.
This is such great news for you. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 735. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So in 2026, Karen, you know how you call a Karen, like a complaining woman, whatever, that I most of the time is correct, by the way. Mm-hmm. She just gets crap for pointing it out.
That's how I know Chris is becoming a Karen, is because she's the one, she's starting it. She's at the point where she's kind of defending them now.
I hate when somebody calls me a Karen, but sometimes the truth needs to be pointed out. Anyway.
Her kids call her Karen. Anyway.
Karens are out for 2026, and Gen Z has a new name for Karens. It's Jessica.
I just don't get it.
Why?
And I'm a Gen Z, and I'm confused.
Yeah, why?
They've created their own name for, like, younger Gen Xers and older millennials, and it's Jessica. So now all the Jessicas, and we know a Jessica. We work with a Jessica. She's going to hate this. She's going to hate this.
So, oh, but does it fit?
They chose it because it's popular with both Gen X and millennial women. That's why they chose
it. Karen skews
a little
upper.
Karen skews a little older, right? So another thing is that Gen Z's come up with a male version of Jessica, and it's David.
That just simply doesn't click for me at all. I just don't get it. I'm like, who's David?
David seems so rigid, where Karen didn't seem all that rigid. Maybe it's just because we got used to Karen, and now it just seems like the name. You know what I mean? But, it was Ken. It was Karen and Ken, remember? Or Kevin. We heard Kevin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's Jessica and David. So use it appropriately.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. To Central New Jersey we go so far this morning. Chris lost yesterday on this game. I'm going to remind her of that until she wins again.
Thanks for the reminder. I remember. Believe me.
Jim is our player today. Good morning, Jim. What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving to work.
All right. Jim, what do you do?
Well, I'm a Marine. I'm stationed at Fort Dick.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for your service. Chris, I would love to watch you lose to a Marine. That would give me so much joy today.
You know, I was going to talk crap, but how can I talk crap to a Marine?
She can't.
You know what I mean? I was going to say, you're going down, but I'm just going to say thank you for your service and good luck.
All right, Chris, we'll see. We'll give Chris a second to get out of here. She's also probably curious if that means if you know where Diddy is in prison at Fort Dix, right? She's probably going to ask
you
that.
I have
no access to him. Okay. When she's back in the room, I want to make sure she knows that. Okay. Your quiz starts right now, Jim. All right. Over the holidays, Harry Styles dropped some new music on social media, and he's also reportedly getting serious with his girlfriend, Zoe Kravitz. Zoe has two famous parents. Name either of them.
Damn.
Lenny? Zoe Kravitz? Maybe I helped you a little accidentally?
I'm going to go with Lenny. Definitely Lenny.
Do you want to lock in Lenny?
Locked in.
All right, we've locked in Lenny. That made Julia laugh. All right, question number two. Olivia Dean is expected to be 2026's It Girl. Fill in the blank of her current hit song title. Man I blank.
Man I effed up.
Do you want to lock in effed up?
Locked in.
All right, and the third and final question. The first episodes of The Traitors drop on Thursday. Donna Kelsey is one of the contestants this season. Name either of Donna Kelsey's famous sons.
I'm going to have to go with Rudolph.
Rudolph, okay. We're locking in Rudolph. Camping Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Barn Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm going to be out there next Thursday on the 15th for another Chris and the Crew trivia night as well. Their full schedule of all the events happening online, alsairportin.com. Chris, you're back. I did ask Jim the big question. I didn't ask. Chris goes, is he hot? No. I asked him if he knew Can we get Chris's mic on there? I think we have a slight Chris. There we go. Okay. I asked him if he knew where Diddy was.
Oh, I was going to ask. Every time I go by, going down the shore, I'm like, what building is he in?
Jim does not know. Jim knows where he is. He doesn't have access.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen him?
No, I can't give him a visit.
I'm
but
kidding.
I will not lie. Chris, I think you're going down. I feel very confident on all of my answers.
So the Marines know their pop culture, huh?
Sure.
Okay,
yes,
we're gonna see.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Question number one for Chris. Harry Styles dropped some new music on social media over the holiday break, and he's also getting serious, as you told us yesterday, with his girlfriend, Zoe Kravitz.
Moving in together.
Zoe has two famous parents, Chris. Name either of them.
Lenny Kravitz.
You both said Lenny Kravitz, and you're both correct. All right. 1-1 tie. Jim had no help on that question at all, I promise.
Okay.
Question.
Well, that's kind of, if you know the last name.
Question number two. Olivia Dean is expected to be 2026's It Girl. Fill in the blank of her current song, Man I Blank.
Wait, you have to say that again.
Olivia Dean's current song is Man I Blank.
Yep. Need.
You said Need. Jim said Man I Effed Up. Need is correct. Chris 2, Jim 1 so far.
You're
going into
good,
the final
Jim.
Question. You're doing great, Jim.
You're doing good.
Third and final question, Chris. The first episodes of The Traitors drop on Thursday. Donna Kelsey is going to be one of the contestants this season.
Yeah.
Name either of her famous sons.
I can name both, Jason and Travis.
Jim said Rudolph.
No, come on.
Jim... That does mean by a score of 3-1 today, Chris does beat you. Jim, can you give us that phrase of shame?
Happy with that score.
You did good.
Can you give us that phrase of shame, Jim?
What?
Can you say I'm Jim from Jersey and I can't beat Chris?
Good to go. I am Jim from Jersey, and I cannot beat Chris.
Well, you certainly gave it a try for playing along today. We got you a pair of tickets to see Boys Like Girls when they hit the Met in Philly on April 9th. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, Jim.
Listen tomorrow morning at 740 and 940 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you see Selena Gomez post yesterday on Instagram that her beauty brand, you know, Rare Beauty, is coming to Ulta? Julia, I know you're excited about this.
I'm so pumped. I love her brand.
Yeah, we love her makeup. It's going to be available on February 1st. You can go check out her post. I posted it for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So Netflix has already announced that they're bringing back Emily in Paris for a sixth season. Are you rolling your eyes, Joe?
Yes. Because I stopped watching in the fourth season, and I'm going to have to hate watch the fifth season now to hate watch the sixth season. I hate her now.
So season 5 just debuted, two weeks ago? And, you know, while the name of the show obviously is Emily in Paris. A lot of season 5 took place in Italy. And there were hints, actually, that another location change may be on the way for season 6 with Gabriel taking a job on a yacht and sending Emily a postcard. Wait, am I doing a spoiler alert?
Chris, I don't know anything you just said.
So Gabriel takes a job on a yacht and sends Emily a postcard asking her to join him in Greece. So it may be Emily in Greece. All right, moving on. So Stranger Things, you know, may have come to an end, but it's not fully over just yet. Netflix announced that its doc following, you know, the final season of the show is going to drop on Monday, January 12th. And Cinemark, you know, the movie company, is bringing back its mega popular Bring Your Own Bucket event. There's one in Philly, University City, where basically you can bring just about anything you want to fill up with popcorn for just $5. So it runs January 18th and 19th. That's National Popcorn Day in the middle of that. And like I said, you can find a Cinemark theater in University City. All right, there's the scoop. Good morning. It's Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris. It's Joe, who's been lying to you about his relationship. Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist back in the weather cave. Julia's here today. She's answering the phones and doing the board for us this morning. Okay, so let me explain. Joe's rolling his eyes already because he doesn't think he's lying to you, but I kind of think, like, this isn't right. So over the winter break, I wasn't on social media too much, but I did go on every now and then, and I saw a post from Joe. I should actually pull it up here.
It's a pretty basic post. It was
it was a bunch of pictures of Joe and his boyfriend, and it said, 3 years with my love.
So I used a heart emoji. I didn't say my love.
Yeah. 3 years. Like, it's their third anniversary. I'm thinking, what?
So first, I only posted it because...
Did he tell you to?
He didn't tell me to.
It's not like you.
So he didn't tell me to, but we were together. We were together for a portion of the day, and then we had things to do. So, but he was like, "Oh, I figure out my break tonight. I'm gonna post." And I was like, "You're subtle. You never tell me you're gonna do anything."
So he wanted to post.
He knew he was getting one from me.
Yeah,
out of it. And
he if wanted
I didn't,
to post.
And if he posted one and I didn't, imagine how I would have looked.
Yeah. So seriously, here's my question, and the phones are open 609-243-9778. I really want you to chime in here. I mean, come on. You've taken breaks. We've been through the ups and the downs of Joe and his boyfriend. We've been through the tears. There was a breakup, right? I just don't know if you can go back and forth and back and forth and still say it's your third anniversary.
So I want to go on the record here, and I will say we have never broken up. I have said to him, I have said to every person I've ever dated, I don't break up more than once. Even if you say I'm breaking up with, that's it. You broke up with me. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard those words
get back to you.
From you.
I don't.
Like, we broke up.
I said to you, if I say something, I'm afraid I'm going to say something I can't take back. So my response is I'm not going to. So Julia, I want you to be the referee here a little bit.
Right.
I've never once said we broke up ever because we never have broken up.
Look, I love love. I do. I love.
What are you saying? Our anniversary date moves to the most recent time we were on good terms?
I'm just not sure if you take breaks that it's still a 3 year anniversary.
Well, how long are the breaks? Like a week?
This was a couple of months.
No. This was like a 2 week window where I said, if I talk to him, I'm going to say something I regret.
He's lying.
All right, I feel like 2 weeks, your anniversary is like still the same if it's 2 weeks, but...
So what's the...
A 1 month, then I start being like, okay.
So if you're
a month, a whole 30 days, you know?
So then what you're saying is you have a new anniversary date?
Yeah.
So like if you got...
Yes, you do.
A new anniversary date. The clock reticks.
Yes.
But the clock starts again.
It's not like you're seeing anybody different. You're seeing the same person. You're just on a break. Like, I don't know.
Chris is making something that it's not.
No, I'm just saying, if you take breaks and stuff, I think that the timer resets.
Ross
That's all
and
I'm
Rachel
saying.
Didn't reset their timer every
we
time.
We don't know what their timer was.
I'm in the right on this. The average couple that has taken a break does not reset their...
And we said on, you know, we posted a video yesterday. There are a lot of couples that are on, off.
It's pretty common.
I really don't think they're saying from their first date to... current.
Well, at that point, do you even remember your first?
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the phones are open, 609-243-9778. So if you've taken a break, are you still, you know, ticking at that anniversary date or does it reset? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Julia's here on the board answering the phones today. So we're talking about a post that I saw on social media over winter break, and it was Joe wishing his boyfriend a happy third anniversary. It was a bunch of pictures of them, and he said, 3 years with my heart. Red heart, which was very unlike Joe.
It was very unlike me. You know I only did it because he's the kind of guy that expects
he needs that. And that's good.
Yeah.
You spoke his love language on that one.
Yeah. I met him in the middle.
He met. So I said to Joe, can you really say it's 3 years? Because we all know, because we work very closely in this room, they've had some problems.
Sure.
There's been some minor breaks. You know what I mean? Can you really say 3 years?
Never have the words been uttered. I'm breaking up with you.
Let's go to the phones. Cherie's in Princeton. Cherie's like Joe's radio mom. I'm dying to hear what you say about this, Cherie.
No, you know, well, first, Happy New Year. But Joe has skirted around it. He has leaped over it, but he's never said those words because if Joe says it, he's done. He's at that age where if he says, I'm done, he's done. But I have been in a relationship where to the day we broke up, we would not see each other for a year. the day he would call me, and I would say to people, we were on and off for 5 years.
Okay. Now, I like that better, I think, because it seems deceptive.
Well, what am I going to write? Chris, sorry.
It seems deceptive.
Okay, at the end of this conversation, more of the agreements with Chris. I'm updating the post to happy on again, off again, 3 years, my heart.
All right, let's go to Josh is in Phillipsburg. Hey, Josh, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think if you're agreeing to, like, start over with the relationship, like, from the beginning, then, yeah, like, I would see a change. But if you're taking a break, I would say you're more so picking up where you left off.
Joe, how would you clarify it?
We picked right up where we left
off. Okay, you didn't say, let's start new in therapy or
and
whatever.
And how do you start? Starting new is also, it's just.
Do you reintroduce yourself?
Same
years. Some people do.
Same me, okay? Same, you know.
All right, let's go to John in Lawrenceville. I love all these guys that are calling in. Turn your radio off in the background.
All right, John, what do you think?
I got turned it off.
So what do you think?
I think that if you break up or take a break, you should just automatically restart.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And let's go to Jamie in Bensalem. Jamie, what do you think?
Oh, I totally disagree. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Move your anniversary every time you have a little fight? And as long as you get back together within a month, the same anniversary date applies. I had an on and off relationship for 4 years, and we never moved our anniversary.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
See?
I feel like I'm with Jamie on this. I think I'm with Joe.
So I'm in the app chat, and let's see. Stephanie in Hillsboro says, no, I don't think taking a break changes the anniversary. It's like saying a couple that's separated for a few months after they've been married. But see, married is different, I think.
I was thinking about this. If you date someone and then you get married, do you still celebrate your dating anniversary and your wedding anniversary?
We actually do. You know this. My dateiversary is actually coming up at the end of January. I actually think the dateiversary is almost even a little more important than the wedding anniversary because that's when the magic started.
That's so cute.
I love our dateiversary.
Chris has what I would have said. She had three big anniversaries she used to celebrate, but two of them are the same day. The dateiversary are the same one.
I never celebrated that. You did. But our dateiversary, I feel like is very important. You know, that's when we started.
That's so cute.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, marriage, yes.
Does he remember your dateiversary?
He absolutely does.
If I called him right now, he would know your dateiversary.
He would probably say, like, end of January.
Do you guys go out
what
to
is the
dinner?
Date?
Or like, no, we don't. We did for a while, but no, we don't. But we absolutely acknowledge with, hey, remember that night? We went to a concert in the city and we missed the train, so I had to drive. And then we went back to my apartment and we fell asleep watching the late show or whatever.
Yes, all that happened. This year, can you not say happy dateiversary to him and see if he says it to you first?
I'll try.
I want to see if he remembers it.
He may remember.
What's the date?
The 30th, January 30th.
I want to see on January 30th if by the end of our show he's acknowledged it. I'm curious.
ST, your number one hit music station. All right, so Karens are out. There's a new name for Karens in 2026. It's Chris and Joe. Julia's here on the phones, on the board this morning. Danzaro back in the PST weather cave. Thankfully, it's not Chris or Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the new Karen.
So Gen Z has changed the name of Karen. You know what a Karen is, right?
I see them all day at my restaurant job. I really do.
Do you? They're complaining about everything, right?
Yeah.
I reserve it unless I really need to Karen about something. But that's only if it's very much justified. And what? I want to defend Karens for a minute.
Before she even reveals the new name, she gets into the defense.
Some people need to be corrected. Some things need to be corrected. Mm-hmm. Some things are just wrong that you need to write.
Sometimes I don't like you, and this is one of those moments.
Well, the feeling's mutual. So listen, so Gen Z has now changed the name. They've created their own new name for, like, younger Gen Xers and older millennials. It's Jessica.
I just don't feel like it's right.
I don't know. I'm kind of warming up to it now. Jessica. You know what I mean? Like, Karen.
I feel like it should be like Brittany or like...
Brittany's not bad.
Bethany or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other names.
I think the more we say it, we'll get used to it. And you know, we work with Jessica and she's going to hate this.
Yes.
Any Jessica will hate this.
But the thing about the Jessica we work with is I could see her in some settings being a Karen.
Oh, geez.
Not in work. I quite like her here. But out of the office, I imagine she's a bit, I could see her being a little Karen-ish.
Any strong female. I'm a strong female. There's nothing wrong with being a strong female. And then you get your name as a Karen or now a Jessica.
Hold on.
I don't think that's fair.
I want to briefly stop here for a second. Julia said she encounters a lot of Karens.
Yes.
Julia, you're not saying they're not strong females. You're just saying there's a difference
they're
between
whiners.
A strong female and being a whiner.
I'm not a whiner.
Like, I'm all for if you don't like your sandwich, I want to hear all about it. I'll get you a new one. But there's something about, like, you know, the attitude with it or the talking down to at times where
it's
like.
I am so not like that.
I wanted to clarify. You know, a strong woman is not a complainer.
But I am not a whiner. I'm not a complainer. But some things need to be justified. Yeah, that's all.
But I've been in the presence of you and your daughter before, Chris. And there are several times she will tell me. She's like, my mom was a Karen the other day.
She's not right. But anyway. Okay. So Gen Z has also come up with the male version of Jessica. So the new name. It used to be what? Ken? It used to be Karen and Ken. Right now it's Jessica and David.
I don't know if I like David either. I just don't know if I like either one of these picks.
I think it's because we're just not used to them, but when we start hearing them, they're probably gonna fit. But they're your new names.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
If your relationship is still going strong today, congratulations, you survived the riskiest day of the year for couples yesterday. January 5th, I didn't even want to mention it yesterday because it would be a jinx, is known as Divorce Day.
Oh, you get served the papers after the holidays.
Yes, I actually told you this before the holidays to beware of it, but I didn't want to mention it yesterday. So yeah, lawyers see such a spike in people, you know, looking to break up on January 5th.
You made it through the holiday and now you...
Or you wanted to kill each other during the holidays. And
God, yesterday was the most Monday
seriously.
Ever. So then on top of that, you're getting handed a breakup.
So if you're still intact today, congratulations, you made it. So Stranger Things, you know, may have come to an end, but it's not fully over yet. Netflix just announced that its documentary following the final season of the show is going to drop on Monday, January 12th. Speaking of Netflix, they're bringing back Emily in Paris already. We know about a sixth season. So the announcement came, 2 weeks after season 5 debuted?
Can you not do the spoiler you did before?
Okay. I didn't know that was a spoiler.
It was a huge spoiler.
I didn't know.
I didn't know 3/4 of what you said.
Well, you know, this season is, we already know, they filmed a lot in Italy. So this season is a lot in Italy. And there's hints already that season 6 is going to be even in a different location. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But it might be my people.
Sure, Chris.
Because, you know, I'm Greek.
Just saying. This means I have to hate watch season 5 now, though.
So did you see Selena Gomez posted yesterday? I have it up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. She posted that her beauty brand, you know, Rare Beauty, which we love, right, Julia?
Yes.
Is coming to Ulta Beauty. It's going to be on shelves starting on February 1st. That's cool.
Win. I love it.
And today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day.
I saw so many because it's trash day in my neighborhood. There were a line in the street when I left this morning.
Yeah, it has to do with it's the last of the 12 days of Christmas, the traditional 12 days of Christmas. So you're supposed to take it down today. But isn't that the perk of having a fake tree? You can leave it up as long as you
ones,
want.
But the real ones, it's getting to be fire hazard window
yeah,
here.
No kidding. Yeah, I actually took down all the decorations in my house except the tree.
Because she keeps it up until Valentine's.
I haven't done that in years, actually. I did it one time, and I was like, that was a lot of work. Mm. I never really did it after
that. I'm
sure
it looked really cute, though.
It did look cute, but it was a lot of work. Anyway, there's the scoop. To the Crew, good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, back in the weather cave. Julie is here today answering the phone. She's on the board. All right, guys, so you're going to answer these questions here. And I'm going to be honest. We all have to be honest here.
Okay.
I saw this thing online. Would you go dumpster diving for, and then it lists a whole bunch of things. And that's going to say if you're materialistic or not.
I'm probably going to say yes to almost all of these.
And I don't think these are all necessarily fair. But okay, so the first one is, would you go dumpster diving for your wedding ring.
Yes.
Yes.
Heck yes. And I don't think that makes me materialistic.
Actually,
I think that's sentimental.
I was just about to say that. I was like, I feel like that's the opposite. If you were like, yeah, it's in there, whatever. That would be crazy.
Terrible.
Yeah, like a lot of guys have like those metallic bands these days. But even those are still, I mean, they're relatively cheap. Cheaper than a diamond ring or whatever. But like, still, that's sentimental. It's the ring you got at your wedding. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, of course.
I think if I lost that, I would think like a big hex is on my marriage or something.
Yeah.
No way. I'd be full. I would dive head first into that dumpster.
Bad karma.
Yes, totally. Okay, would you go dumpster diving for your car keys?
Yes.
That's another one.
Oh,
heck yes.
God, have you seen modern car keys are insanely expensive to get reprints?
They cost like hundreds of dollars.
We knew someone who a couple of years ago couldn't come to work for 3 days because they were in the process of getting it remade.
Yeah.
And they told us it was $1,200.
Yeah, that's no joke, especially like foreign cars and stuff.
I would follow the waste management truck all the way to the dump to catch them.
All right, here's the next one. Would you go dumpster diving for your phone?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Are you
absolutely
kidding? My entire life is on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be crying first, and then I'd step on Joe's back to get into the dumpster.
Yes. Now, I will say, after you find it in the dumpster, though, now you're dealing with a phone that has sat in a dumpster.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, I guess you have to do that UV light cleaning or whatever.
Yeah, they got Lysol wipes or
but
something.
But I'll tell you, one of the great things I did last year, this is a life tip for me. Last year, when my phone died, I went and got the cheapest model like possible. I got an iPhone. I got a new iPhone, but I got the like 16E. And I care so much less about it. It was half the price of a real phone.
Well, and now nothing's going to happen to it because you do care so little about it.
Yeah, I care so little about it, and everything's backed up now.
Okay, what about this? Would you go dumpster diving for your laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, everything's on that. Yeah.
Not sure I would.
I don't think Chris would.
Because I feel like everything's backed up somewhere. Like, you can just go on another computer and access your stuff.
Well, if it was the computer in our studio, you wouldn't go.
Yeah, not this one.
Not that, and not her work laptop, which she...
I do like my work laptop. Yeah, maybe I would. Okay, what about your school bag? Heck no. That would be my excuse not to do my homework. Oh, sorry. Lost the bag. It's in the dumpster.
You know, it's a little late in the morning to be going to school, but if you're going to school, don't take advice from Chris Rollins this morning.
Please, are you kidding? I think they're right there with me. What about, okay, would you go dumpster diving for your favorite pair of shoes?
Yes. Yeah.
You would?
I would. I love my Doc Martens, and if they were in the dumpster, I would dive right in.
Joe, you say you would not? I don't think I would. I don't care enough about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some, you know, expensive pairs, whatever. My Uggs are, you know, $160 or whatever. But nah,
I don't think I would. To assess the garbage if that's possible. Like if there's liquid. Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah. I'm like, what if it's all paper products?
Okay, what about
the contents of the dumpster do
that
actually.
Is true.
Yeah.
Mm. That is true. You'd have to assess. Would you go dumpster diving for your like designer handbag? Like let's say you're MK, you're Michael Kors.
I don't have any designer handbags.
Well, it's easy for you.
But I probably wouldn't unless in my bag was something that was important.
Yeah. Last one. What about, and this is like, who even gets mail anymore? Unopened mail.
No, mine just sits there in a stack anyway.
I don't open mine for weeks sometimes. That doesn't matter.